walk on the two of us and hear the rushing crowd behind him was huge for me to feel, because I knew it's an incredible feeling whenever the crowd goes crazy like that. No matter who it's for, it's cool to be a part of that. And it was amazing last night to even hear the Russian crowd cheer on, you know, the new Olympic champions as they got on. I really haven't given that much thought. You know, he's been, you know, 12 years ago when he won in 2002. I think he's that same competitor. Looking at him now, I have no idea if his mentality is different or that, but he's definitely that same person, and he has that same drive, that same fire in his eyes to just go out there and do his job like he always does, and he's done it for the past 4 Olympics. So it's kind of like, so you put all these like kind of probes on you, and it gets like an outline of your body, and so you're able to do jumps, and what it does is you can, and then it like puts you in like kind of like that simulation, and you see yourself on a computer screen, and they're able to make adjustments to yourself and see the result of that. And that's something that's so neat and so different that you really don't get to see by video. You know, you can say, hey, pull in your arms, do this, and you know, we'll get closer or whatever, but you're actually able to see visually how much it affects the jump and how much it will affect the outcome. You know, for sure, at the beginning of the year, I was debating if I was going to go junior or senior. I still had one more year of eligibility on the junior scene, and it was definitely a risk at the beginning of the year. I didn't have a quad. That was the huge talk at the beginning of the season is, you know, you can't, you know, medal at a Grand Prix without a quad. You can't, you know, compete with the best senior men in the world without a quad. And I think, you know, it eventually got to me, and I was like, maybe they're right. Maybe I should really take use of my last junior season. But deep down in my heart, I wanted to go senior. And, you know, Ashley was there at Skate America, and she was there in Paris, and she was there at the U.S. Championships, and she's here with me now. And I think that having her along the whole way and having her support from start to finish through each event, and it just got stronger and stronger. And from Skate America, you know, she was there after my short program when I ended up second. She was there when I didn't have the best long and ended up fifth, and she believed in me through it all, and she was there supporting me all the way. And I think that's something that I can't thank her enough for, and I'm so grateful to experience this with her and to be on a team with her. Luckily, my prescription's not too bad yet. It's about like minus 2.75 in both eyes. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it doesn't get worse. Because if that happens, I really don't know what I'm going to be able to do. But at the moment, it's fine. And I can see, you know, I can totally see everyone's outlines. I just can't always see the facial features from when I'm on the ice. But I see, like, pretty much everything. But it was kind of funny, like, going into one of my jumps being like, I kind of see the rings. And, like, you know, from across the rink. But it definitely makes me concentrate and get me into that, you know, everyday zone. He is like a firecracker out there. He has a fire in his eyes, and he's so determined as a competitor to be the best in the world. He's going out there to compete this year to get that gold medal. He's not looking at, you know, I really feel that he's focused on that, and he doesn't accept anything less than his best. He doesn't accept not being the best, and I think that's huge as an athlete, and I think that's huge as him. You know, he's 19 years old. He's a little older than me, and I think it's just the way that he approaches and the maturity that he has and to compete under the amount of pressure that he's under is huge, and I think he's dealing with it great. I have to say that I don't watch the other competitors while I'm at an event, so I have not really seen him skate. I've seen him skate for the past, you know, like 3 years when he's competed as a senior. I haven't really seen him as much this year, but I just know he's really, you know, he's going to fight. He's going to go out there and he's going to fight. He's going to do whatever he can to try to get that medal, and I think that that's huge, and I think it's awesome. He's like that cat out there. He'll find his feet. He'll do what it takes, and I think it's huge, and I think he's really respectable, and I definitely admire him as an athlete and as a person. Question. You know, definitely not. I'm not really frightened anymore. I definitely started out the year that I was scared, and you know, I went to Oberstdorf, and Nebelhorn Trophy was my first senior event as a internationally, and I think I competed against Nobunari Oda there, and he was definitely someone that I was nervous to take the ice with. He's someone I look up to so much, and it was my first go at a senior event, so, and to experience it with him was incredible. He was the nicest, he was so supportive, the most friendly. We talked before I got on the ice, we talked after. He came in when the event was over and got full-on gear in U.S. I gave him all these, like, hats and glasses, and we cheered on the dancers together, and he's just so incredible, and I think that was something that really opened, you know, it got me less scared, and it got me so much more relaxed because I was able to experience that with him, and it was one of those moments where, you know what, everyone is in this together. It is an individual event, but we all know what we're going through, and we're all going through the same type of things, and every athlete can learn from each other, and I think it's huge to, you know, I was so scared and I was so intimidated at first, but, like, to let that guard down and just to be yourself and to experience with them is truly incredible. It's crazy. It's something that happened so fast that, like, you almost, like, didn't think it was real. I was just, like, the team was just standing around, and he, like, literally just turned around and, like, put out his hand for each of us, and we all shook his hand, and I think that's huge. He's so supportive of the Russians and of, you know, the skating, and I think that's also an incredible aspect that is so cool that Putin is behind all the skaters. He's behind, you know, the Russian Federation, and he's here to support them, and I think that's awesome, and I think that's huge, and the fact that, you know, he came up to us was such a memorable moment, and it's incredible that I can say that I shook Putin's hand.
Where did that occur?
The end of the team event.
On the ice or backstage?
No, when we were all in our booths. When we were all off our booths. Right after the medal. I was, like, kind of, like, one of those moments where you, like, you stand there with your eyes, like, wide open, and you're, like... And then, like, you moved on to the next person. So it, like, all happened so fast. Like, I was totally starstruck and totally, like having a hard time to, like, grasp it all, but it's so incredible, and it was really neat. Yes, for sure. I think what has been so emotional about this year is the amount of what I've proved to myself, and the amount of, you know, my coach kept saying, you know, you can make the team, you can make the team, you can make the team, and it was definitely a progression. I started out out this year being like, Corey, like, I know you say that, but I don't believe it. Like, I can't feel that yet, and but as the year went on, the more I believed in myself, and the more that I knew that I had a shot of being here, and, you know, yesterday to be on the medal stand with my teammates, and, you know, a year ago, I didn't even think I was going to be a senior, and I didn't think that I was going to get to make the Olympic team, and to have now a medal, and to experience it with them, and they are, you know, I haven't gotten to travel with them, like, besides this year, and just a few of them this year, because they're people that I look up to. They are 7 national champions, and I want to be part of that group, and to get to start with them is so exciting, and I think it was so emotional, and I never cried over something so happy, and I cried when I made the Olympic team. I only got that text, and I cried up on the medal stand, and afterwards, I was still crying, and, you know, Charlie, the team captain, like, had me take one of the interviews, like, we were all together, and he's like, Jason, you take this one, and my voice cracked, like, 7 times. I was crying through the whole thing, and it's just, it's so emotional, and I think for me, it's just the fact that I'm a part of this group, and that I get to share this moment with them, and I think that feels so surreal and so exciting, because they're the people that I look up to more than anything in the world, and they are my, like, I'm their biggest fan, and to be able to be with them is so incredible.
You talk about Oberstdorf.
No, for sure, for sure. I think it was definitely something that I had to work my way up to. It's my first senior year, and I thought that was hard going straight into the senior events. But I think, you know, the progression of getting to do Oberstdorf and then skate America and then France, I think definitely that progression definitely helped me feel what it's like to compete in big arenas and big places. And for her, you know, she is a focused, driven person. She knows what she needs to do. She has 2 triple triples in her program. She's so prepared and so ready. I got to train with her a few days in Munich before I came to Sochi, and she is ready. She is on fire. And I think, you know, she's someone who's just really focused on her and someone who knows what she needs to do, and she's incredible. And I think for all of us, it was hard to give her so much advice. I mean, now I definitely have more advice to give because I didn't want to give her advice that, I've never been to the games, but definitely I'm excited for her to come to talk to her about it and just to be like, just go out and have fun. And she's so ready and she is just ready to kick some butt. For sure. At the beginning of the games, I was in that mode where I'm still, trying to grasp everything that's been happening because it did happen so fast. There was no media around me before the U.S. Championships. I wasn't talking to that many people. It wasn't that I was expected. So from the minute after that long till, coming here and even through this, it's all been so fast and it's been such a whirlwind. And, the days have been, it's crazy how fast the time has flown by, and I've done 2 to 3 interviews every single day since the U.S. Championships, and just keeping up training and embracing every moment. And I think when I got to the games, it was still that, I still can't believe that I'm a national medalist, and to be here, and I just kind of accepted the fact that maybe I won't really understand what's going on until I'm done competing and I start experiencing more, because my main focus is doing what I know how to do, and I have 10 days after I'm done competing until I leave. So I'm going to really take that, and I know that I'm going to experience as much as I can then, and now it's just all about me doing my job and doing what I love to do and skating for the crowd. And I've just been going to the practice rink and the main rink and where I'm staying in the dining hall, and it's just that circle, and I'm really focused and just to experience as much as I can after I'm done and just doing my job while I'm here. I keep it really consistent. I definitely, I have I get there an hour before I get on the, to compete. I'm there an hour before. I pretty much have the same warm up every single time. I just keep it really consistent, really, I focus on time management and I get my costumes on at the same time generally before I get on. And it's just, I always put my left skate on first. And that's just pretty much the things. I wear black before my short program. I think, at the moment it means the world to me. I don't feel that crazy pressure at the moment. I'm really just staying in the moment. For Evan, he went to Torino and he took that experience and used it for the next 4 years. He wasn't, that favorite going into Torino. He was going in to, get that experience and to get, gain as much as he can and represent the country as best as he could, and which he did. And, that's something that I want to do. All I can do is go in there and do the programs that I've trained and that I know I'm capable of. And 4 years from now, maybe I can follow in his footsteps and maybe, that's the path that I'm on, and that would be a dream come true. But I'm hoping that it's for that longevity, and I want to be in it for another 8 years, because in 2022, I'll just be turning 27. So I definitely see that and want that longevity, and I want to change the sport, and I want to, be able to fill the shoes that he's left and that other U.S. athletes have left. And I want to be that person. I want to be that person who changes the sport and that expands it to people that aren't skating fans. I am not.
An emotional showstopper.
I am not. I'm going to just perform what I have choreographed the best that I can. Just let it go and just have fun with it.
Have the skaters had fun with the whole...
I think it's been
blowing
so
kisses fun. And then the whole, watching him perform and doing all the dynamics.
I think so. I can't really speak for them because I didn't even see him skate.
Okay.
Because I was in the mix zone because he competed after me.
I mean, not that he hasn't done that stuff before, but...
Yeah,
this
so,
is,
like,
this
I don't...
It's not new, but...
Yeah, so I really can't speak for them on that issue because... Uh-huh. Or on that question, just because I wasn't even with them during that. And so... You'd have to ask them, but...
I was just wondering if maybe, you had...
But yeah, I didn't
Rohin
even
or
see him.
And,
no, I haven't talked to Rohin yet.
And change your routine
to see him.
To get some extra points
no,
or...
It's all the same. All the same.
It would make YouTube a little bit more... get a few more hits,
They're great. I think all the athletes are in complete agreement that the ice here is amazing, that we all love it. It's... feels great. The ice that I train at home is hockey ice, and it's really hard. I train at a really, really cold rink, so the ice is hard and cold, and so coming here, it's so nice. It's, I think what's so great is that home environment has helped me so much coming to a rink like this, because it's so much different and so much better, and the quality is better, and the and it's just helped me by being at not the best, not having the absolute best ice has helped me come here, and it feels so much great. It feels so great, and I think it's just a great contrast, and I think all the athletes are in love with the ice and absolutely love being out here, and it's soft and it's fast and it's everything that a skater looks for in ice. Yes, they were there. I saw my dad in the stands. Like, I don't I don't wear my glasses, so I didn't see him until the whole team was, like, in the front taking the pictures at the very end, and I saw him waving, and I started crying, and he was crying, and it was just, like, it's so emotional and so exciting, and they were there. They actually got here on the 5th, and I got here on the 6th.
Okay.
So they've actually been here longer than me. They went to the opening ceremonies. They're going to be here till the 16th.
Okay.
And to have them there means the world to me. And 16 more relatives are coming today.
16?
16 more relatives are on their way.
Is that something that you just let your folks kind of take
care
of?
Yeah, for sure. And it's something that I'm so used to. I love having their support, and it means the world to me. 80 relatives and family friends all came to Nationals.
The U.S. Championships. Are they going to wear the team?
All the team brown. Yeah, so that means the world to me. And to have their support. You know, I started out feeling really nervous and, like, when I was younger about, you know, I don't want them to see because what if I fall? Like, I was so nervous about being in front of them. But as time went on, it's like, they're going to see my skate no matter what, whether I do it, whether they're watching from the TV, whether watching online or after the fact, they're there supporting me through it all. And I want them there. I want them to be there when I have my best moments. There was no better feeling than to have them all there at Nationals and have them at the U.S. Championships to experience it with me. And to have them there is something that I will forever cherish, and I'm so lucky they were there for it. I think it's huge. I really compare it to kind of the gymnastics. I mean, I know that it's run differently, but I think, you know, that team feel, you know, we're Team USA. We are, like, a country. We are, you know, we are spirited. We are, you know, that type of driven. We believe in ourselves. We are, and I think to have a team feel is so important. And I think that just brings all together. I think it brings another dynamic to the sport. And I think it brings another feel to the athletes watching. And I think just everyone from home watching and seeing that we're all working together and coming together and to win a medal together, I think is huge. And I think it's kind of just like, you know, we were all there when the gymnasts won gold in London. And I think it's that same type of feel. It's hard to say exactly because I'm not home and I don't know their perspective, but I definitely think that that's kind of the feeling that's going on. And it's kind of that, like, you're at the screen cheering on each, like, skater as they go out, like, you can do it, you can do it, like, you can get a medal for your team as well. And I think it's huge, and I think it's definitely going to change the sport and definitely broaden that perspective and get more people recognized and more people, because I definitely, sometimes what's so hard about skating is there's only 3 people and there's 1 event that get a medal. And I think whether you know, the people that don't get a medal aren't always as recognized, or it's harder for them to get in the spotlight. And I think to have this team event, it gives a face to everyone that was on that team that got a medal. And I think that's huge for the public to know everyone and to know the team and to know these are, you know, and to see them perform on a different level than just that one skate, one time, and that type of thing.